Welcome back. Thank you for joining me today. We have a very exciting and informative show for you that could hit home. And so much of what we cover is simply a reminder, a way to jog your memory and encourage you to take action. Also, to help you understand, or at least remind you once again, that you're not alone. Many of you are out on the open road, listening in from your RV, at the campsite. Maybe you're stuck in traffic, wishing you were in an RV or at the campsite. Or you perhaps you're at the gym working out or some other indoor structure. Wherever you are right now, chances are, since you've tuned in to this, the third podcast, you already have the pioneer mindset. You know darn well that history means business to you on many, many levels. We've already talked about the wilderness and cultural activities. Why not seek out the statues that were dedicated and erected along the way? Why were they important to the towns, the cities and regions, and of course, our nation? Check them out as you explore. The rest of us can dream of past journeys as we sit at our desk and plan for our future destinations. We've already explored some of the pioneers that helped pave the way for all of us in this great nation. History means business when we have the pioneer mindset. It's worth repeating. Like any mindset, it takes time to form a habit in order to get to that point, voice is breaking up, and it takes vigilance to maintain, doesn't it? Fortunately, we have plenty of American pioneers, past and present, for inspiration. And listen, you are at the very top of that list. Remember to focus on your past and tap into others that can really inspire you and help you grow. No matter how young or how old, and that's a relative term, no matter how young or how old you and I are, we can always grow. That's the beauty of life, isn't it? We can always gain a new perspective, as you know, when we examine a situation from a different lens. The American story includes you and it includes me. It includes all of us, past and present. Now, some of us are just a number, a statistic, included in everything that makes up our lives and those that came before us, on paper. Now, tell that to the mother of a son or the daughter of a tremendous father that never gets notoriety. But nonetheless, on paper, those are the statistics. You and I want something more. And I'm not saying or even alluding to you that I have the answers for you from the pages of history. That's not at all what I'm saying. You and I have to decide. We decide what we focus on and how we see circumstances from the past in similar ways to what is going on and what has happened in the world we all live in. It's unique to you and to me. It's our own lives. We have that lens. It's a very personal lens. However, pain, joy, winning, and losing isn't unique to you, nor is it to me. All right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
As you listen to today's podcast, we hope you will be inspired and find helpful hints from the past, sparking your imagination and helping you find solutions to your challenge. Remember, you can visit our websites anytime, historymeansbusiness.com and rodlancemorton.com for inspiration. Check out the trailers and clips to our award-winning documentary film, History Means Business America, with links to securely watch on Vimeo, on demand. Now, back to Rod.
Let's take a look at what's been happening this year in parts of America, and in some cases, it's still going on right now. American history has been under attack. Statues and monuments destroyed or taken down in far too many cities across this country. These people can try as they want, but they cannot destroy our history. It is a part of you and it's a part of me, and we will carry it onward into the ages. It belongs to all Americans. We experienced it through the veins of our ancestors. The wisdom of our fellow Americans can never be underestimated. We will never let this misinformed, violent, or otherwise individuals tear down and destroy the very people that helped build it up and build us up in the first place. The statues and monuments being destroyed, or those that desire to be destroyed, are often symbols of our great nation at various stages in our history. It shows our growth, our changes for good in a better way along the way, like slavery. And more on that in just a minute. It's a snapshot of the men and women, i.e. the pioneers, that paved the way for change, at least in many cases. It's a window into the past, into the past of our social mores and values. Now listen, until the 1840s, when photography was invented and came along, we only had statues and monuments and paintings, basically, to commemorate our heroes. Matthew Brady, fast forward over 20 years later, fast forward to the 1860s, and Matthew Brady captured the images of our nation torn apart, brother against brother, tremendous pain and sacrifice to move America forward into the right direction. Statues and monuments continue to be a fitting way to honor those American icons that mean so much to the people that honored them, and in that snapshot of American history. As we look at the statues of Washington, Lincoln, or perhaps Frederick Douglass, the meaning we attach to such a dedication is limited to our understanding of the person whose image we stand before. It has little context to the one with little understanding of why the men and women at that time voted and sacrificed time and money to detail the creation of such a gift to future generations to contemplate. In an instant, some inane decision by those, in my opinion, lacking wisdom and void of reason and judgment with a foolish ideology, destroy what had been intended for the ages. Now, I promise we're going to get deep in a minute. But right now, let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Did you know Rod also has a blog? Visit rodlancemorton.com, and while you're in there, check out Rod's exciting book, Buttonwood 24. Read the reviews and see for yourself. It's filled with Wall Street history, mystery, and romance. If you haven't seen Rod in person, his events are fun, exciting, and inspiring. Now back to Rod.
As you and I know, social mores and technology changes. It's important to look back and see where we came from and how we arrived today. To actually touch more than a painting, a photo, or the pages in a book, it's a way to help us connect with pioneers, the pioneers that paved the way on a different level. Talking about statues. We don't dwell on the past. That's no good, right? Dwelling on the past is a whole set of other problems. Not good. Merely, we truly learn from the past. We really try to learn from the past and to move forward in a calculated manner. Remember that? In a calculated way. And I would certainly not like my story, my life story, if one were to ever write such a story, to focus on my shortcomings and the failures and completely dismiss all the things that I got right. Would you? I don't think so, right? You get my point. We try as hard as we can to get it right and do it right the next time and learn from our mistakes. That's what we as Americans do today, and that's what we have done always in the past. So let's think about for a moment something that we hear about a lot, but why is America great? Okay, why is America great? I know, you're thinking the list is long. And as you think about it, think about your reasons, remember, we are a unique republic governed by the people that you and I appoint. We, the people, have the power, now more than ever, right? We have the power. We get our say, our voice, via the men and women that we elect, as you obviously know. Class, this is only a reminder. So I'm here to remind you of what you know. Remember, our founding fathers were inspired by the greatest minds in history. While they themselves were at that greatest minds in history point themselves. That's a repeat, but you get my point. Cicero's writing and others, dating back 2,000 years, also inspired their thinking as they were laying the foundation of this great country. Freedom, they understood, was at the center of this foundation. Now, cultural change can take time. The idea of liberty, i.e. freedom, for all was merely a dream for generations and generations. A lot of people don't even know that, or they forget that. Slavery, for example, since it's in the news again, in a very prominent way, dates back to before recorded time. Now, in the 17th century in Britain, it was big business. It was big business there and just about all parts of civilized culture around the world. That was literally a sign of the times. African leaders and traders rounded up their fellow man and sold them across the globe. Slavery would end in Great Britain during the 1830s, and in America, obviously, as we just talked about the Civil War, it ended in the 1860s. Americans battled for freedom. We wrote our Declaration of Independence, an independence from a foreign power, right? We battled once again the South, wanting to preserve their past and freedom from the North, and the North wanting unity and freedom for all Americans. Now, of course, there were divisions along this line, and those divisions were plenty. President Lincoln prevailed. Let's take a moment and read another passage from Buttonwood 24, actually another passage or two. So here we go. Time is a gift from God, given with life. We all choose how we will use that gift. For most of us, it takes a lifetime to get it right. Some people, like Roy and Rebecca, went back in time in order to gain clarity and confidence. By sitting at the feet of elders that had already paved the way, women like Miss White and men like Fred Bagman avoided many pitfalls along the way. They tapped into history and learned how to profit from the past. By exploring the lives of 24 brokers in New York City, a 2020 vision of Wall Street today from a 18th century lens was achieved. Going back over 200 years, visiting and respecting the past, granting them unique knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. All right, I hope you see how that ties into what we've been talking about today. We're not talking about dwelling on the past, are we? We're actually talking about tapping into the past and really trying to understand how they were thinking. One thing that I have found, a lot of people probably see it this way, but I have found a lot of people look at history almost as if history was featuring cartoon characters, you know, fictional characters that didn't exist, just simply because they aren't our contemporaries and we can't hear from them directly. We can't, you know, communicate with them in a way that we can communicate with our fellow Americans today and those that we meet across the globe. They've almost become people that aren't really real. I think we're trying to bring this home to where, you know, through what we're trying to point out is that the people in the past are the same pain that you and I have. They have the same goals, the same joys, the same challenges, but the landscape is different. The landscape was different then. The landscape is different today. Mores have changed, certainly. That social mores change with every generation. But when we try to think about what they must have been thinking about, and we have the luxury of looking at the blueprint right before us, what they went through, the challenges that they faced, because those challenges to them, they were going into uncharted waters. Many of them, especially the ones that we've discussed, they were going into territories that were unknown. And they came out victors. Again, the ones that we're talking about. Why try to reinvent the wheel? Let me read a passage. It's on the next page, real quickly. So here we go. So often they found the sweet spot in life in the little things, a smile from a stranger or a hug from a friend. When life was stressful, they had booters to help ease it. Their furry little friend provided the ability to escape problems for a moment in time. Now, isn't that true? I mean, you come home from a long, hard day, especially those of us that have pets. You come home from a long, hard day, and who's greeting you at the, as you walk in the door? Your dog is wagging his tail, I hope, and jumps all over you and greets you with a greeting that not comparable to any other kind of greeting, right? That kind of affection that is just unbridled. So we love that about our pets. It can really change your attitude and your tone, as also like we just read, a smile. I mean, it doesn't take much. Just when you're having a really rough day. I know that many years ago, I was leaving a meeting. I was leaving an office complex. And this also, I come to think of it, ties into history. It's my living history. I had a tough meeting, a really, really tough meeting. Didn't go as planned. And I guess I didn't have a very good poker face that day, because as I was leaving, an elderly man, an African-American man, was coming in as I was leaving, and he did not have a smile on his face until he saw me. And then he gave me a compassionate smile to say, hey, man, it's all right. And just in that, at least that's how I read it. And because he wasn't smiling before, he gave me that warm smile and I'm sure that just about all of us have experienced something like this. And it's just a smile from a stranger, just giving me a greeting, was all it took. I mean, and that adjusted my attitude and really helped me to get through the day. So sometimes it's the little stuff. We've been focusing so much on the big things, the big chunks in history, the big parts of our lives and our lives that have so much meaning. But the little things have a magnitude of meaning that is really, really hard to measure. So again, a reminder, something that we all know. All right, well, let's wrap things up for today. We now have a divide among us that has been brewing for years, just as it did in the 18th and 19th centuries. Is it possible, just possible, that if the anti-Americans that want to change America into a completely different America, what if they understood not just American history, but world history, that would this battle not even be taking place right now? I don't know. Got to think about that one, right? They seek a path where poverty isn't as ubiquitous and freedom is foreign. Surely the mindset set here is tainted. You and I love America. I assume you do. I'm sure you do. Because we know and understand her history. We know who we are today and look forward to an even better tomorrow. Because of our history, we have that freedom. Now, let's change direction, and finally, let's get a little deep. Just kidding. Hey, listen, this is why I keep mentioning our great outdoors. Most of us live in the city, right? It's easy to forget just the importance of seeing something different, something beyond, you know, our little radius. Most of us, we only live our lives, most of our lives, in a very small radius. And so it's great to get out and explore something new that's in this country, you know, and it doesn't have to be a long journey. Just get out and explore, you know, just do something different. If camping in an RV or a tent isn't your cup of tea, the hotel business is ready to receive you with open arms, aren't they? And the rooms are clean. The restaurants, too, they'd love to have you as well. So think about that. I want to thank you for joining me today. And until then, listen. Have a historic day. All right. See you next time.
The copyright owner of this podcast is Morton Imagine.